Shall bow and every tongue shall confess that who is Lord. He said he has been given the most excellent name, a name above the heavens, above all things. You see, one of the things that we fail to understand as Christians is that we call the name of Jesus, but we don't bring it to the reality of the meaning of that name. We call Jesus, but we don't understand why we call Jesus. Some of these children, they grow up knowing that when something happens, mommy shouts Jesus. And so they grow up with the understanding that Jesus is a freestyle name. When something's about to happen, just shout Jesus. Some people even use it in songs now and make mockery of our name that is so precious. And you watch comedy videos and small things, you hear Jesus, and you fall and shout, oh, this is so funny. How many times have you seen them make a comedy joke where they say Satan? They're afraid of calling that name. And yet that name is so powerless. It has no effect. It has no power. It has no strength. It moves no mountain. And yet the name of Jesus, which is strong tower, that the righteous run to it and they're saved. You don't understand. The moment you call Jesus, a big tower appears in front of you. You call that name Jesus, you are not standing alone. You can't be standing alone. Even if your angel was looking elsewhere, the moment you call that name, he's focused to you. You see, we take it common. Whatever you don't value, can't value. The reason why you call his name and things move is because the value you put in the name. How many times have you heard about Jesus? There are some promises that are in the Bible that are not actually meant for everyone. The Bible said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. That is only possible for a believer, not an unbeliever. The Bible said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. We quote it a lot, but we don't understand it. Today you are righteous, tomorrow you are unrighteous, you can't stand in his presence. I know righteousness is a gift that has been given to you, but understand me here. If today you pray to God on Sunday and on Friday you write, thank God it's Friday because you are about to club, and after you are done clubbing on Friday, then you start to drink on Saturday, then on Monday you come to God and you say, Father, thank you. You have no right to quote Psalm 91. It is against you. And that your prayer will be a blaspheme to God. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place, you must dwell in it, not visit it and go. It's your resident place. You stay there. And then what happened? The angels surround you. Can we open Psalm 91? Let us break it down. Please, if you need to off any mic there in order to avoid that obstruction, you should do it, please. Or just leave it, I can manage with it this way. There's someone there, I need someone I can read, please. Psalm 91. I need King James. Hallelujah. Madam, are you an evangelist? Has someone told you that there is the grace of an evangelist upon your life? Someone has told you before. Run from it, you have to serve God. But I saw her before she came. Are you related? It's the grace, the same evangelical work. Thank you. I wait. No, don't worry, I'll amplify. He said, He that dwelleth, that he means both male and female. Understand the Bible. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. On the secret place of who? That means God has a secret place. And we are about to understand how can we dwell in that secret place. The reason why you can stand and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and the shoot to a gun, it does not enter, mean you have understood the secret place. I can't die until the time is right. And even before I die, 7 days, the Lord will tell me. Because you don't understand that before you die, 7 days before you die, the angels are present that will take you home. Jesus, please read, man. Shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Excuse me, the Bible said that God is light and in him there is no shadow. But there is another dimension of God we are seeing here. The dimension that has shadow because he carries you. The Bible said that God is light and in him there is no shadow. Is that correct? Is that correct? But there is a dimension of God we are seeing. A dimension of him that comes because he embodies you. Read that verse again. I want you to get something before I reveal it to you. Do you know what it means to abide under the shadows of someone? This is the way they are trying to qualify God. He doesn't have a shadow. But David is, there's something David is trying to understand, that in a sense that for you to be in the shadow of God, that means he is standing in a place where the sun cannot get you. Because when the sun shines there, the shadow comes there. When it shines there, it comes there. So when the war is coming here, you are at his back and nothing can penetrate him or destroy him. God is naturally fortified to the fortification of fortifications. In absence of God, nothing can stand. Understand this. If God is not present, nothing can be present. It is present that make all things present. If God takes his breath, the world destroys. Even the devil loses his life. Because even the breath the devil takes comes from God. Because the devil was created. God existed out of nowhere. Even before existence came, he was existing. He is the present, perfect, present tense. Ever existing. Ever. Oh, Jesus. When they say someone is eternal, it is God. And now imagine when you dwell in his presence. He stands in front of you and the shadow, you stand at his back. Trust me, if I'm at the back of God, I'm very proud. If you have me as a big brother and someone like this person looks for your trouble and I come, will you be afraid? Imagine it now. No, just let's do the calculation. Or imagine this little boy now slaps this one. Even before you think of coming, you'll be saying, Lapokwe, I want to know, okay, or I want to know, okay. You don't need to see the one name, okay. Sometimes you even send asekwa. Now one neoke silike. Lapia gana mai. One neoke mwayabol. But God cannot die. In fact, according to the claims of divine justice, God needed to die. The only way you can inherit the kingdom of God is until God dies. But there was a problem. Man cannot inherit the kingdom of God because God is everlasting. He can't die. He needed to find a way to die. He created a body for Jesus. The only way a man can die is to have flesh. And in heaven that day they were doing meeting, and Jesus too, they stripped him of all his powers. Heaven shaped. A God stripped of all his power in order to be fit and fit into flesh. Fit into nonsense. Flesh is nonsense. The earth was present before we came. We are the last to be created. And he fit himself. And the devil said, "Why? A God in a man?" And Jesus said, "Yes." And he was without a sin. Broke every record. Broke every protocol. That is why he is the protocol breaker. He's not controlled by protocol. The doctor said you can't carry a baby. It's not where Jesus is. The doctor said that this building cannot move. It is not where the anointed ones are. But there is a condition. You must dwell in the secret place. That is when you look for that trouble. An anointing like Benson Idahosa, a man that comes publicly and speak, the government shuts mouths. An authority. Oh, those mantles are back. Men are praying for that mantle to return. It is back. Please read, man. I would say only when you dwell, and this is simple English, only when you dwell can you say of the Lord, "He is my refuge and my fortress." Do you know what the fortress is? A fortress is like a place where armies do come most times. It is so strong, it's like a tower, and it's heavily guarded by military personnel. When they say a man is on the fortress, it means that military personnel are on guard. And these are not the people that sleep, they don't sleep. These men are happy triggers. They are ready to kill at any time. Their eyes are drunk, not with wine, but with the Holy Ghost. These are men fortified. These are angel beings. The kind of angel, the dimension of angel you see that on the fortress is not the kind of dimension you see that guides you. My God, in him, if you don't dwell in his sacred place, you can't call him your God. He said, "My God, in him will I dwell." Most, he will deliver me. Yes. He will cover me with his feathers. You remember what they said in the book of Psalm 34 verse 7, that the angels of the Lord surrounds you. And now he said he shall cover you with his feather. Excuse me, he's already your fortress. And while he's your fortress, he's covering you. There's a wing again. His truth shall be your shield. That means truth is a shield. That means truth is a shield. Who did this? I did it. I'm sorry. Automatically, in the realm of the spirit, there is a shield in front of you. And when you preach the gospel, because the Bible said that I am the truth, I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus is the shield. The moment you say Jesus, a shield appears in front of you. And you know the funny thing, the moment you're a son of God, even when you, whether you mention the name or not, when they wage war against you, your heart will beat for him, he will block you. The same way a mother can sit in the house and something will happen to the daughter, I'll say, "Oh, let me hold the umbilical cord," or whatever was caught. Spiritually, there is still an attachment. The same way that you are with Jesus Christ and he is your father, though you didn't say a word, spiritually there is a connection. He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never let you walk alone. I won't leave you like an orphan, because he is in you, upon you, and with you." When you call the name Jesus, you will see the reality of that name. Someone said, the doctor said this. I'm like, it's not about what the doctor said. It's about what Jesus has said. And I check in the volumes of the book, in the scripture, and he said that the sick will be healed, the blind will see, the cripple will walk, and there shall be no barrenness in the land. Madam, you can't be barren, carry your baby. And 2 weeks later, she said, "Ah, man of God, I'm pregnant." How did it happen? It's a man that dwelleth in the secret place. When you dwell in that secret place, you shall not be afraid. Let me show you one thing that happens when you are in the secret place. A lady posted something. Sorry, I'm stressing you, please. Sorry. A lady posted something on social on timeline. I said, madam, I want this. I need it for my video. She said, man of God, I'm sending it to you. All the way from Lagos, I'm sending it to you. I'm like, how much? She said, no, you're not paying. It's a gift. And the person brought it all the way to Onitsha, from Onitsha to Oka. From Oka, they brought it to my house. It's a man that dwells in the secret place. And when God knows you need something, he provides people that will provide it. And trust me, those people will never go home empty-handed. Lucky are you if God uses you to bless someone. Anytime you give to somebody, if you go home, rejoice, kneel down, and say, thank you. The person will be saying, God bless you. Leave that, God bless you. Because whether she says it or not, you will be blessed. He said, anyone that gives even a cup of water to this servant of mine, I will reward. He didn't say anyone that he gives the cup of water and the servant says, you are blessed, will be blessed. No, if I say God bless you, I'm adding an extra blessing to the one that you are supposed to be blessed. I want to open this scripture. Some of us use it as a battle prayer. When you sit down and you open scripture, you are reading scripture, he's speaking to you. I came in today to my house, wanted to read book. I saw books, I don't know which to read. I said, Father, why have you done this to me? Where will I start? Everyone I see is so important to read. My greatest joy will be the day I will come. One of my greatest joys, because I have so many of them, will be the day I will come here. And we have about 500 people, and all of them are testifying. And they're not testifying because they were sick and they are healed. No, they're testifying because I pray for someone who is blind and is sick. Have you ever wondered, you will see your ministry, you find it so hard to fall sick? There is a grace that carries it. There is a grace that carries it. There is a grace that carries it. Some people will come here after speaking, we say, don't worry, the lecture will continue. Why they went back home in their dream, the teaching continued. It's a dimension of God. God wants to please keep reading. As I'm speaking to you, there are arrows that fly every single day. Hatredness, anger, jealousy, blindness, cripple, hate, envy. Everything is flying every single day. But keep reading. And there are what? This is the terror at night. That is witchcraft. They work only at darkness. And their job is to manipulate your marriage, manipulate your life. Their job is so that you don't see a reason to serve God. And that is why God hates them so much. He says, suffer not the witch to live. The only time you kill a witch is in your night of prayer. And that day you pray so much and you come out of your house and somebody say, you, are you the only one that is in this house? Why will you disturb us with prayer? You say, are you one of them? And that night if he flies, he will die. Because you wait on him. Trust me, that night she will miss the meeting. Except she start bringing offering to you. Every morning she will come and knock. What do you want today? Say, make tea and egg. The demons can feed you. And you take it. And he wants to kill someone. He wants me to say, should I? He said, no, you shouldn't. You can't. If you try it, you die. He said, okay. You go to church. He said, carry my Bible. He comes. He said, I can't enter the church. He said, no one. Stay outside. God be held the word of God. Before you know it, that person is the way to go apprentice. Because a man understood how to be in the secret place. God called them servants. He has not called them slaves. Witches are slaves. They help you to grow. If there is no witch on earth, you won't grow. Any witch that tries it. See, there are people that are so merciful in the spirit and merciful in physical, but in the spirit, I'm very wicked. I don't see, I don't need to tell you, I know. I know, I will beat you. I will beat you. I will beat you. You will.
wake up with bruises. I will beat you. It will leave your spirit and affect your physical body. I'm not telling you as a joke. I'm telling you the real truth. You must dine with God. The witches that flies at night are called the terrors at night. So you are not saved. Every single day they are doing arrow. Even for night you want to sleep, they do terror. 24 hours they are working. That's why you need to make them your slave. Because they are hard working. They are spirit. That is the reason why a man can board a bus or a plane and the plane crashes, 500 people, 300 people dies and only him survives. He is actually the main target. The devil is willing to kill 5 million people just to kill one person. And God is not willing to let you die. A man that see, God is in need of those that understand his principles. And when the Holy Ghost finds one person, he's willing to sacrifice everybody just to kill that one person. It was that cannot die until he wants to die. Babalola cannot die until he wants to. There are men like John G. Lakes, Kevin Kuma. They were praying for him to recover, praying for her to recover. She waved hand, don't pray. I'm going heaven. And they said, stop praying. And they stopped praying. Her spirit left. And she smiled while she was on the sick bed. She left to the Father. That is a big woman way of living. Dwell in that secret place. Your 30 minutes, 20 minutes prayer is not enough. Change it. Change it. There is school fees to pay. Yes, that is true. You have about 150,000 to pay in school fees. Forget it and focus on God. Instead, find a neighbor that needs that money and pray for God to provide for that neighbor. And how God will bless you, you'll be shocked. Your children will walk into school one day and say, they call out, if you have not paid your school fees, come out. And they say, they'll say, children, come out here, you didn't pay your school fees. And the child will come out. And someone will be like, okay, is it the child that didn't pay school fees? Yes, don't worry, I'm giving a scholarship for 2 years. And the child come back home and he's smiling. He said, children, what happened? Have they chased you from school fees? No, daddy, 2 years scholarship. Have you seen where God shocked you that you prayed a prayer, you are shocked that prayer happened so fast? That's happened to me. Keep reading, man. He said, how many thousand will fall at your left hand? 1,000, 1,000 people will fall. 10,000 will fall, and only you will stand. Keep reading. But it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. That means it is given to you to see the failure of the wickedness. I don't know this English. You don't understand. Wickedness is that they are fallen angels. For we wrestle not against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness and wicked spirits. These are all fallen angels. It's under the category of wicked spirit that witchcraft falls. Saying something. He said that every time someone tries and fails, you are meant to see the person fall, because that is when you will laugh. I told you, a man appeared in my room and was making incantation. At the point the incantation stopped working, nothing was happening. He sat beside me and started gisting with me, like, why is it not working? Me, I said, I wonder, why is your charm not working? God is my witness, this is not a joke. I was wondering for him. Why I was wondering, you see, the pity, the emotional pity follows even the spirit. I was pitying for him. I know you are powerful, but this juju, why is not working? And the man sat right beside me and was reasoning with me. I can't tell you some of the things he said. He was asking me, why is he not working? I said, me, I don't know. Why? Because there is a shield. Have you ever seen when a man insults a man of God, and as you're going, a hand slaps you? And the man of God said, God forgive you. The man said, but the angel said, now lie, I will slap this young man. There's an anointing you carry. When you stay in the secret presence of the Most High, the angels around you are furious. I don't want to entertain you. I want you that when you go to your place of prayer, you start changing things. And whenever you call that name Jesus, you understand who you are calling. seeing that? Not thy visitation, thy habitation, thy dwelling place. Do you understand that the moment you dwell in God, if you are walking, you are carrying his presence? See, I don't know, you might not know this, but till we get to heaven, when we get to heaven, you'll be shocked that some people that repented because they saw you and they never told you. See, you are more concerned of who told you, I saw you and I repented. If you see people that saw you, they didn't confront you, they repented because of your life. Have you ever seen someone say, and say, used to pray very well, what happened? How did you know I was praying? Because they have been studying and watching you. Your life became the Jesus they are seeing. That is why at every single time you are confessing your righteousness, you are confessing authority, because you dwell in his presence. A man says that the only way I will get married to you is if you are pregnant before the marriage. Shut up. God close your mouth for you. How do you speak despicable things? And the man said, what are you for me? What are you for me? Nobody will marry you. Are you Christ? And one day they will marry you. And unfortunately, that man, you come to the office of one day to give your husband food, and you saw that man as a cleaner in the office. And you said, who have you married? The way life works is funny. And God has a way of staging it in a way that God will still test you to see if you will show hate to that person. And you now say, it's fine. Don't worry. You know what? Honey, I know this man. You know the foolish man I told you before? It's fine. It's not a sin. After all, somebody said, foolish Galatians. A whole person called the whole Galatian foolish. One person. And he's in prison. He said, all of you. I love Paul. God bless you, Paul. And you tell him, just that foolish person, just... He actually has some credentials. Just make him the secretary or something. And the young man becomes the secretary. And when the young man sees you, he wonders, who are you? And one day he said, ma, please, there's something I want to ask. And you look at him, so what's that? He said, which church do you attend? You tell him it's not about church, it's about Christ. And because of you, that life will change. And the same way you showed him mercy, you will show mercy to others. Just like that, your blessing has been counted to generations. And one day she'll be telling stories to her children. He said, a woman once did this to me. And you become in the archive of the generation of that life. There is more to you than you think you have. As a Christian, I tell you, go to the native daughter and vote. A man, I'm telling you this, somebody was told that they want to take me to a shrine. I don't know if you have heard the story. The person called me and said, pastor, somebody said me and him should go to one shrine to report to you. But I can't handle it. I said, don't worry, when the person come, bring the person to my office. God doesn't need you to be perfect. The little you are lying, he will use you. No miracle happens just coincidentally. Sit down, man. Is something shuffling up? Oh, let it shuffle. Verse 14. Now, though your motives were right, but you are destroying the intention of that person. Your life matters, your lifestyle matters, the way you dress matters. Yes, God says it's only our hearts he wants your heart, but did Jesus wear mini skates? He covers himself. Look beautiful. Give you this. It's what we felt. makes man your priority, you'll be a dangerous human being. Said they would take them to Oracle to go and do juju. The man came out and said, "Madam, I don't know where you did your juju, but I've come in and got us up." The man was saying, "No more go call. Ogo go do ogo." We have the source of all powers. You might not know. You might not know this. When you sing, sing. You don't need to have a voice as sweet as whoever to sing. You don't understand. The moment you start singing, God, the angels melodies it to heaven. Today you are in church. In fact, some people, they have to remind you. Today when I talk about Tuesday, I got a man of God, I am with a faith. That each gathering, there is a dispensation of a particular kind of anointing. There are some men I'm not privileged right now to be in their ministry, to watch them preach. But what I do is that I get their tapes and their sermons and I watch. And I, because God knows the intent and the intention of my heart, I partake of that anointing. I repent always. Whenever I'm in my place of prayer and the Lord start bringing things to my mind, and the Lord said, "Rebecca, when you were 7 years old, you did this." I said, "Father, I'm sorry." He said, "Rebecca, there is a man you talked to. In the eyes of people, you were right, but to my presence, you neglected me." I said, "I'm sorry." Sometimes a man can slap you if he say, "God bless you." You are insulting that man. You don't even know. And God might see it like you break that man's heart. There are sometimes they slap you, you keep quiet and leave. Your silence is enough statement for God to do something. Some things that appear right to you can appear wrong to God. That is why you need the Holy Ghost. That is why you need Him. A man's family was taken. A man's family was taken. And David came back and he said, "Look at them. They have taken your family, your wife, your cousins, and everybody." And the men were bitter. They were ready for war. And David said, "Wait. Let me consult God. Who does that? Who does that? You came back home. Your husband and your children were taken. You are saying, let you consult God? You are going to the police station to report to a human being. You are going to wage war. If I die, I die. If I live, I live. That is what you want to do." And the man said, "Father, should I pursue?" And God saw the intention of his heart. The man that put him first. He said, "If you love your mother more than me, you won't see me." The Bible said so in the book of Matthew. "If you love your wife more than me, you are not worthy of my blessings. If you love your children more than me, you are not worthy of my blessings." God wants to occupy the whole heart. And he said, "Should I pursue?" And he said, "Pursue, overtake, or recover all." And those that attacked him became his slaves. And God multiplied them. He might have been in slavery for 430 years. But the day he answers, which he always answers, you will live with the Egyptians' gold. People were in 40 days, in the 40 years in the desert, their shoes were growing, their clothes were fitting them. The cloth never faded. What they would eat, they didn't even carry. But they had goats, and God was feeding them. God even sent a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud to protect them. And the angels of the Lord are always on guard. To the extent that God told Moses, he said, "This angel, never tell him you make a mistake." Because the angel is always ready to take anybody down that tries to take Moses. A man was in the secret place of God, that God, the only man that made God to repent. And God said, "I will destroy Israel." And Moses said, "How can it be heard that you brought them out from the land of the Egypt?" The land of Egypt, you brought them out, and only to slay them and kill them on the desert. If it did so, then take my name out of the book. How did Moses know that his name was in the book of life? Because he saw his name in the book of life. Have you seen yours? Given a ministry, I was asked the question, do you want to head a ministry or to be a member to grow a ministry? I chose reluctantly. I didn't know what I was doing until one day. I never knew I was called to be a minister. I never knew I'm gonna be a pastor preaching, but here am I. How did it happen? One day, the person that was there, I said, the Lord said I should move out of this place, and he ran far. And I said, what about my money? He said, God, be the Lord. I want to be the landlord. The Bible, the God, the Lord said, don't do that. This is your ministry, build it. I didn't choose mine. I stumbled upon it. Maybe God has been calling since I've been dodging, but not intentionally dodging, but because I don't know. Sometimes you don't need to see the whole road, you just need to walk. The thing is that you want to see the money. Father, you say you will bless me. Who is the man that will give me the money? You don't need to see it. Just take a step. A man of God, I had miscarriage. My child is gone. Why are you prophesying doom to yourself? Who said that the child is gone? Can't you say, the demon that has been stopping the child just left me? The Bible says, whatever you bind on earth is bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. You must say you bind it, and heaven will agree to it. But a man must be in the secret place. That I'm preaching today is not because I pray a lot. It's because I yielded small and he used to. Let your life be a living proof that Christ really exists. Let your life be a living proof. Don't hear the word of God and it just falls on your head. Make notes. When you go back, study it. You saw me sometime, I come here, I'm trying to preach, I'll be seeing a packing piece of paper. At the end of the day, I will not use it. I'll pack. There's so many things to open you up to. Some people were here yesterday. How was yesterday? Yesterday, we opened the scripture again. You opened it again. Jesus, thank you, Father. Is someone getting blessed? Is someone getting blessed? Are you blessed? So there is a very high tendency that by next week you will win souls for God. Somebody called me on the phone. He said that I just want to say thank you. I said, what happened? He said, nothing. Just that I listened to one of your messages and it changed my entire life. I'm like, I don't understand. He said, don't worry, you don't need to know. But thank you. I didn't call the book. I didn't call back. What is that thing that is taking the place of God in your life? The church is very far. Walk. You will never walk forever. One day you drive. I didn't wake up driving a car. Some of you that know me, I enter keke as I be. I enter keke. You know now. I enter keke. I stop keke. I enter Okada. Nobody was born rich. I remember when I used to travel from here to a church, very far. Just to encounter God. And when I'm there, I say, this man of God did not call me again. Money wasted, over 15 or 20,000 wasted. I come back again. 2 weeks later, I'm there again. What am I looking for? Just I needed someone to tell me something about my life. And none of them told me. And at night, the encounters will be happening. You don't need to see David Oyedepo to receive his blessings. If you honor him, he will come to you. And he will act in you. About it. I woke up this morning, I have only 15 naira in my pocket. See, your ministry will start by 4. 2 o'clock, 2:30, start your day. There's a price to pay. I drove a 406. You remember now? We're always in the mechanic, you know. That car ate more money past the price of the car. Sometimes for melody will stop. Bah. People will be hurrying. I will wind up explaining. Nadi moto. They know my story. You don't understand. I'll wind up tell them. Nadi moto, they stop. Oh, mota. Only yen sobu. Remember that time there was no AC in the car? Rain will be falling. The louvers cannot wind up. The rain will beat. I'm in a car, Jesus. And the rain is beating me. And now go to mirror and stop. I will come down and open it. I'll be hitting that battery something. Oh, Jesus. You won't understand. You always see some men and you feel like you see them. They come in a prime time. No. God allow us to see certain things. And later they gave me a truck, me and my wife. Only just 2 people. That's when I know God said, they make a man marry. The reason I gave you this guy is just to know that it's you and your wife. And my prayer was, Father, I need a car so I can carry people. And with that car, I will see people going to from Nibo to Eke, from Dawa village to Eke Nibo. I will stop, I'll carry them. Sometimes I'll carry people in the boot to church. Most of you know what I'm talking about. Is a key. When they were giving me a new car key, a brand car, it's a brand new car. God will change your life to a brand. No, it doesn't give the people. He gives a brand new car. Before the next 5 years, he will change it again. Because you don't understand who we serve. And when I'm seeing the car key, some people are saying, breakthrough. No, I'm seeing evangelical work. You call it breakthrough, I see more work. Then I come, I say, Father, I need more anointing. God does not give you anything just for you to rejoice. He gives it because there is a need for it. And in my GSM class, that car helped so many of us. The GSM queen will fill the car and will be driving. And God was saying, this car is meant to ease the burden of these people. Carry them. And look at us. A journey of 1,000 miles. Start with a step. You don't need to see the 1,000 miles. You just need to take a step. That is faith. But you must take that step while you are in the secret place. Because the devil is not happy that you're taking that step. So if it will cost you, sometimes tell a friend, you don't have money, take my money. Be going and come. Just that you drag and you keep that the young man looks at you, or the young man say, wait, you actually paid for my keke and you drag. He said, yes. And the man wonders, what kind of a human are you? That alone will change his life. He will begin to give a certain kind of respect. You say, wait, you paid. You suffered just so I could hear the word. Do you know what is happening in heaven? God is looking down at you and looking for how he can provide for this woman. One day you are about to go, the pastor touches you. I say, hey, pay me 1,000. And only thing you spent was 50 naira. And God doubled naira 50 to your account. And you don't say, wow, what a wonderful God. You trek and come. While going, you are in a keke, drinking coke and eating one chicken. You don't see God glory in that. You don't see testimony in that. Getting blessed, because when we are about to pray,